Chapter 3, Traffic Laws and Vehicle Operation. Minnesota traffic laws apply to everyone who operates a vehicle on public roads in this state. The following laws deal with controlling and operating your vehicle. On all roadways that are wide enough, a vehicle shall be driven on the right half of the roadway except when overtaking or passing another vehicle traveling in the same direction under the passing rules, when the right half of the roadway is closed to traffic while under construction or repair, when the roadway is divided into three marked lanes, when the roadway is designated with signs as a one-way roadway, when necessary to comply with moving over when approaching an authorized vehicle parked or stopped on the roadway, move over law. Speed limits. The faster you drive, the less time you allow yourself to react to events on the road and around you. Traveling at faster speeds increases the likelihood of crashes. And when crashes occur at excessive speeds, victims' injuries tend to be more serious and death is more likely to result. Minnesota's basic speed law requires you to drive at a speed no faster than is reasonable under existing conditions. These include weather, traffic, and road conditions. Driving faster than the posted speed limit is illegal. The posted speed limit is the maximum speed permitted on that particular road. However, the speed limit on two-lane highways with a posted speed limit of 55 miles per hour or higher is increased by 10 miles per hour when the driver is lawfully passing another vehicle in the same direction. Minimum speed limits may be posted on some roads. It is illegal to drive slower than the posted minimum speed under normal weather, traffic, and road conditions. Note: if you approach an intersection at an unlawful speed, you lose the right-of-way privilege associated with driving at a lawful speed. The following Minnesota speed limits apply under ideal driving conditions unless traffic signs indicate otherwise: 10 miles per hour in alleys, 30 miles per hour on urban or town roads, 55 miles per hour in all other locations that are not specified in this list. In school zones, reduce speed when children are present. In work or construction zones, reduce speed and drive with care. Always obey the posted speed limit. Speed limits and fines. You can be fined for driving a vehicle faster than the posted speed limit. Additional fines will be charged if you are caught driving 20 miles per hour or more over the posted limit. If you are caught driving in excess of 100 miles per hour, your driving privileges will be revoked for a minimum of 6 months. Reduced speed. You may be required to reduce your speed in many driving situations. It is important to remember that increasing speed decreases your field of vision and puts you at greater risk of being involved in a crash. You must slow down when you approach or pass a stopped emergency vehicle with its emergency lights flashing. A surcharge of not less than $25 is added to the speeding fine if you violate this law. Slow down for a flag person, pedestrians, barricades, and flares or reflectors on the road. Bad weather and poor road conditions are other situations in which drivers are required to slow down. Slower speeds are necessary when you travel on a narrow or winding road or approach a curve, hilltop, or railroad crossing. When driving on gravel or dirt, you need to slow down. It will take you much longer to stop on gravel or dirt, and it is much easier to skid when turning. Speed limits on bridges. Watch for and obey special speed limits and no passing signs posted on bridges. Signaling. When you wish to change lanes or make a turn, signal with an approved signal device to inform other motorists of your intention. Signals are to be activated at least 100 feet before you make the turn. Continue signaling until you have completed the turn or lane change. For left turn, arm straight out. For right turn, arm out with the hand raised. For stop, arm out with the hand down. Hand and arm signals. During daylight hours, hand and arm signals may be used in addition to or instead of turn signals. You may not use hand signals at night or while driving a vehicle constructed or loaded so that hand signals are not visible to other drivers. Traffic lanes. A traffic lane is part of a street or highway wide enough to permit safe operation of a vehicle or line of vehicles. You are in a traffic lane whenever driving on any street or highway. Often lanes are not marked, but they are there whether marked or not. You must drive within a signal traffic lane without weaving from one lane to another or straddling the lane marking. Changing lanes. It is often necessary to change lanes in order to make a turn, merge with other traffic, or to perform other driving activities. Lane changing can be dangerous and must be done with caution. Make sure you have a safe clearance to the side, behind, and ahead of your vehicle before moving into another lane. Turn your head in the direction of the lane you are moving into and check for vehicles. If you rely only on mirrors, you may not see vehicles in certain positions, known as blind spots. Blind spots. Blind spots are areas around your vehicle where your view is obstructed. You cannot see pedestrians or other vehicles in your rear view or side mirrors when they are in these locations. The design of your vehicle and the position of the pillars that support the roof will determine the location of your blind spots. Factors such as dirty windshields and glaring lights can also create temporary blind spots. It is important to know the location of your blind spots. Before making lane changes or turn, quickly turn your head to look for hidden pedestrians or vehicles. Avoid driving in other drivers' blind spots. Be particularly conscious of blind spots when driving near commercial vehicles. Turns. Improper turns cause many traffic crashes. Move safely into the correct lane well ahead of the place where you will make the actual turn. Slow down before making turns. Signal your intent at least 100 feet before the turn. Signals let pedestrians and drivers know what you plan to do. Left turn. After checking traffic behind you and signaling your intent, move into the lane closest to the center line. If there are no lines marking the lanes, move your vehicle to the right of the center of the road. Look right and left before starting the turn. Yield right of way if necessary. Turn the steering wheel hand over hand and complete the turn in the first lane of the center line. Right turn. After checking traffic behind you and signaling your intent, move close to the right curb. Look right and left before beginning the turn. Yield right of way if necessary. Turn the steering wheel hand over hand and complete the turn in the lane next to the curb. There are diagrams showing the appropriate way to make turns. I will read the captions only. Two approaching left turns. From a one-way road onto a two-way road. From a two-way road onto a one-way road. From a one-way road onto a one-way road. Where there are multiple turn lanes. Multiple turn lanes. If there are signs or lane markings that allow for two or more turning lanes, stay in your lane during the turn. While waiting to turn, keep your wheels straight and your foot on the brake. If your vehicle is struck from the rear, you will be less likely to be pushed into oncoming traffic. Continue signaling until you begin your turn. Do not make sudden turns from the wrong lane of traffic. Watch for traffic or obstacles in the road you plan to enter. Always finish your turn in the correct lane. See diagrams on pages 24 and 25. If the car ahead of you is signaling for a left turn, slow down and prepare to stop. When waiting to make a left turn at a green traffic light with oncoming traffic, position the car into the intersection where your body appears even with the curb line. The only opportunity to make a left turn may occur when the green light changes to yellow. Turning on a red light. Right turn. At many intersections, you may make a right turn while the traffic light is red. Make sure you are in the correct lane and come to a complete stop. No turn on red signs are posted where these turns are not allowed. Check for pedestrians and traffic in all directions to make sure your path is clear. Watch for oncoming cars making left turns in front of you. Sometimes oncoming traffic will have a green arrow before your light turns green. Left turn. If certain conditions are met, you may make a left turn from a one-way street onto another one-way street while the traffic light is red. Before turning, you must first come to a complete stop, make sure the intersection is clear, and yield to any pedestrians or vehicles. Traffic must be permitted to travel in the direction in which you are turning. When turning on a red light, yield to traffic and pedestrians. When a no-turn-on-red sign is posted at an intersection, you must wait until the light is green to make a turn. Roundabouts. Roundabouts are designed to increase traffic flow and provide a safer intersection than a normal four-way stop. When approaching a roundabout, slow down as you approach the roundabout. For multi-lane roundabouts, as with any intersection, get into the appropriate lane as you approach the roundabout. Yield to pedestrians and bicyclists crossing the roadway. Watch for signs or pavement markings that require or prohibit certain movements. When entering a roundabout, yield to vehicles already in the roundabout. Do not cross into the roundabout until all traffic from the left has cleared. After entering the roundabout, drive in a counterclockwise direction until you reach your exit. Do not stop, pass, or change lanes within a roundabout. If an emergency vehicle approaches, exit the roundabout immediately and then pull over. A vehicle with a total length that exceeds 40 feet, a total width in excess of 10 feet, or any combination vehicles may deviate from the lane to the extent necessary to approach and drive through a roundabout when using due regard for all other traffic. In multiple-lane roundabouts, if two vehicles with a total length in excess of 40 feet, a total width of 10 feet, or any combination of vehicles approach and drive through a roundabout at approximately the same time or so closely as to potentially collide, the operator of the vehicle on the right must yield the right-of-way to the vehicle or combination of vehicles on the left and, if necessary, reduce speed or stop. There's a diagram showing a single-lane roundabout. There is a diagram showing a multi-lane roundabout. J-turns. J-turns are used to decrease fatalities and injuries caused by broadside crashes on four-lane divided highways. There's a diagram. Crossing a divided highway using a J-turn. Another diagram. Left-hand turn onto divided highway using a J-turn. At a J-turn, also known as a reduced conflict intersection, drivers on the side street approaching the divided highway always make a right turn. To cross the highway or make a left turn from the side street, come to a complete stop, then turn right onto the highway. Enter the designated left turn lane that leads to the median opening and complete a U-turn. When making the right turn, you are allowed to cross both lanes and move into the left turn lane in one motion, when it is safe to do so, to minimize the amount of time in through lanes of the divided highway. When you are completing the U-turn, you must yield to oncoming traffic and stop if necessary before entering the through lanes of the divided highway. Divided highway. Crossing a rural divided highway can be a dangerous maneuver. If there is enough space between the two separate roadways, it is acceptable to cross over just one half and wait in the middle until you are sure it is safe to cross the second roadway. If there is no traffic from either direction, a driver could cross over both roadways if safe. When traveling between the separate roadways, keep to the right of the center. When turning left onto a divided highway, the same procedure can be used as crossing straight across, but make sure there is enough space from oncoming traffic so that they are not impeded as you get up to speed after completing your turn. U-turns. A U-turn is a 180-degree turn resembling the letter U that reverses your direction of travel. You may not make a U-turn unless you can do so without disrupting other traffic. No U-turn signs are posted in locations where these turns are not allowed. U-turns are not allowed on interstate freeways. U-turns are also illegal near the tops of hills and on curves where other drivers cannot see you from 1,000 feet away. when necessary to accommodate vehicle configuration on a roadway with two or more lanes in the same direction, a driver may turn the vehicle into the farthest lane and temporarily use the shoulder to make a U-turn. Right-hand lane travel. When operating a motor vehicle on a roadway with one lane in the direction of travel, a driver that is proceeding at a speed that is sufficiently low as to create a traffic hazard must drive as close as practicable to the right-hand curb or edge of the roadway. When operating a motor vehicle on highways that are divided into more than one lane in the same direction, you should drive in the right-hand lane when available. If traveling in the leftmost lane, a driver must move out of the lane to allow another vehicle to pass when practical under existing conditions. This does not apply when overtaking and passing another vehicle proceeding in the same direction, when preparing for a left turn at an intersection or into a private road or driveway, when preparing to exit an expressway, freeway, or interstate highway on the left side of the road, when the vehicle is an authorized emergency vehicle, when otherwise directed by an official traffic control device, a peace officer, or in a highway work zone. Passing. Improper passing causes many crashes. Use extra caution when passing at night, when visibility is poor, and when the road is slippery. In locations where passing is permitted on two-lane roads with traffic moving in both directions, you may pass on the left side of vehicles ahead of you. You should not exceed the speed limits to complete a pass. However, the speed limit on two-lane highways with a posted speed limit of 55 miles per hour or higher is increased by 10 miles per hour when the driver is lawfully passing another vehicle in the same direction. When you are preparing to pass, you must make sure there is a safe distance between your vehicle and oncoming traffic. You must also look behind you to determine whether other drivers are preparing to pass you. When another driver is trying to pass you, stay in your own lane and do not increase speed. Use your left turn signal before moving into the left lane to pass. Use your right turn signal after passing and before returning to the right lane. Return to the right lane when you can see the entire vehicle you have just passed in your rearview mirror. When passing another vehicle, you must return to the right side of the road before coming within 100 feet of an oncoming vehicle. Do not attempt to pass another vehicle in locations where a no passing zone sign is posted or where there is a solid yellow line on your side of the center line. Double solid yellow lines mean passing is not allowed by vehicles traveling in either direction. Do not pass on a curve or hill where you cannot clearly see the road ahead of you for at least 700 feet. Within 100 feet of an intersection, underpass, tunnel, or railroad crossing. When you are about to meet a vehicle coming toward you from the opposite direction. Passing on the right. The driver of a vehicle may pass on the right of another vehicle only upon the following conditions. When the driver of a vehicle may overtake and pass another vehicle upon the right only under conditions permitting such movement in safety. In no event shall such movement be made by driving in a bicycle lane or onto the shoulder, whether paved or unpaved, or off the pavement or main-traveled portion of the roadway. When the vehicle overtaken is making or about to make a left turn. Upon a street or highway with unobstructive pavement not occupied by parked vehicles that prevent two or more lanes of moving vehicles to travel in each direction. Upon a one-way street or upon any roadway on which traffic is restricted to one direction of movement, where the roadway is free from obstructions and of sufficient width for two or more lanes of moving vehicles. Backing up. Backing up is not allowed on freeways or expressways except by drivers of emergency vehicles in the course of duty. Backing up on public roads could result in a charge of reckless or careless driving. If you must back out of a driveway onto a public road, back into the nearest lane and proceed in a forward direction from there. Never back into or across lanes of traffic unless you are sure it is safe to do so. Before you back up, it is advisable to walk around the vehicle to ensure that nothing is behind it. Before backing up, look to the front, sides, and rear. Continue looking out the rear window of your vehicle while backing. Do not depend on your mirrors. Back slowly into the nearest traffic lane. Parking. When a vehicle is properly parallel parked, its wheels on the curbside will be positioned no more than 12 inches from the curb. It is recommended that the front wheels be turned toward the curb or shoulder, placing the vehicle in park and/or engage the parking brake. In the event that the vehicle comes out of the park or the brakes fail, the wheel position will help the vehicle to roll toward the curb or off the road, rather than across a traffic lane. Parking is not allowed in the following areas: within intersections, on a crosswalk or sidewalk, within 20 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection, within 30 feet of any flashing light, stop sign, or traffic control signal located at the side of a public road, within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad crossing, within 10 feet of a fire hydrant, alongside or across the street from any excavation site or obstacle if parking would obstruct traffic, at the street end of a driveway, on any bridge, within any highway tunnel, on the traffic side of any vehicle parked at a curb or at the edge of a highway, known as double parking, beside a curb that is painted yellow or where official no parking signs are posted, in front of mailboxes, refer to city or local ordinances. Exiting a parked vehicle. When you are stopped or parked on the side of a road, you should not open any doors on the vehicle until you have checked to make sure it is safe to do so and will not interfere with other traffic. Look for other vehicles, motorcycles, bicyclists, and pedestrians that may be approaching the side of your vehicle. You should not allow any door on the side of the vehicle closest to moving traffic to remain open longer than necessary to load or unload passengers. Parking on a hill. When the front of a parked vehicle points downhill, wheels should be turned toward the curb or shoulder of the road. When the front of a parked vehicle points uphill and there is a curb, wheels should be turned away from the curb. When the front of a parked vehicle points uphill and there is no curb, wheels should be turned toward the shoulder of the road. Parallel parking. 1. Stop even with the car ahead and about 1.5 feet away from it. 2. Turn wheel to right sharply, back up slowly. 3. When clear of car ahead, turn wheel sharply to left and continue to back up slowly. 4. Turn wheel sharply to right and pull toward curb in center of space. Highway parking. Vehicles left on state highways or freeways for any reason must be moved away from the main traveled portion of the road. If the vehicle cannot be moved, use clearly visible markers or signals to prevent damage to your vehicle and harm to other drivers. Vehicles parked on the highway at night or any time lights are required must have at least one white or amber front light and at least one red taillight illuminated. Both lights must be visible from a distance of at least 500 feet. Use parking lights or hazard warning lights to alert other drivers. Headlights on parked vehicles must be set on low beam. Passenger safety. It is the driver's responsibility to make sure that other passengers are safe. Insist that all passengers wear seat belts. Be sure that children are buckled into an age-appropriate child passenger restraint system. Seatbelt laws. Of all the safety equipment in your vehicle, the seatbelt is most likely to save your life. In Minnesota, motor vehicles must be equipped with seatbelts. Seatbelt use is mandatory. A properly adjusted and fastened seatbelt must be worn by all drivers and passengers in all seating positions, including the back seat. Law enforcement can stop motorists solely for seatbelt violations. If you do not wear a seatbelt, consider the following. Your chances of being killed or injured in a crash are 4 times greater. It is possible to be killed in a crash when traveling at speeds as low as 12 miles per hour. Seatbelts keep occupants from being ejected from the vehicle in the event of a crash. People who are thrown from vehicles are likely to die or suffer serious injuries. You are not legally required to wear a seatbelt if you are driving a passenger vehicle in reverse, Occupying a normal seating position in a motor vehicle in which all seat belts are being used by other passengers. In possession of a written certificate from a physician citing medical reasons for seat belt non-use. Driving a motor vehicle while engaged in work that involves frequent exiting or entering of the motor vehicle. This applies only if you do not drive at speeds greater than 25 miles per hour. A rural mail carrier delivering mail for the U.S. Postal Service. Driving or riding in a pickup truck while engaged in farm work. Driving a motor vehicle made before January 1, 1965. Use seat belts correctly. You are more likely to survive a car crash if you use the lap and shoulder belts together. The lap belt should be adjusted to fit snugly across your hip bones or upper thighs. It should never be positioned across the abdomen or the soft part of your stomach. The shoulder belt should be fitted snugly across the chest and middle of the shoulder. If the seat belt is positioned correctly, it is much less likely to contribute to injuries in the event of a crash. Infant and child safety seat laws. The back seat is the safest place in most vehicles and is the recommended place for any child under age 13 to ride. All child safety restraint systems must be federally approved and installed according to manufacturer's instructions. However, infants must ride in a rear-facing child safety restraint system until, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, children should ride in a rear-facing child safety system until they are at least 2 years of age. Children older than 1 year of age and who weigh at least 20 pounds may ride facing forward in a high-backed booster seat with the harness straps positioned at or above shoulder level. Children should use a forward-facing harnessed seat until they outgrow the weight limit, typically 40 to 60 pounds, depending on the seat. Children under 8 years of age or 4 feet 9 inches tall who have outgrown a forward-facing harnessed seat must sit in a belt-positioning forward-facing booster seat used with both adult lap and shoulder belts. The shoulder belt should fit snugly across the chest and shoulder. A child may not use a seat belt alone until he or she is aged 8 or 4 feet 9 inches tall. Other child passenger safety guidelines. For your child's protection, never use a safety seat that has been in a crash. Child restraint systems are typically considered expired after 6 years from the date of manufacture. Some manufacturers now stamp a specific expiration date on the seat. If no date is listed, follow the 6-year recommendation. Rear-facing infant seats should never be placed in front of an active airbag. Children should not be held on a passenger's lap while riding in a vehicle. Children should not ride in the cargo area of a truck or station wagon. Never leave children unattended in a vehicle. Never leave children or vulnerable adults alone in a motor vehicle. Some situations that could occur include the following. Unattended occupants could engage the vehicle and become involved in a crash. Temperatures can reach dangerous extremes inside a vehicle. Occupants could die or suffer serious injuries from heat or cold. The vehicle could be stolen or broken into by someone who is not aware the vehicle is occupied. Someone could break into the vehicle and abduct or harm the occupants. Leaving your vehicle unattended. Do not invite theft. Lock your doors and take your keys with you. Do not leave the vehicle running. Do not leave the keys in the ignition or elsewhere inside the vehicle. Do not leave valuables or anything that could appear to be of value inside the vehicle. Animal safety. Drivers are responsible for the safety of animals traveling in vehicles and should be aware of the dangers of leaving animals unattended in vehicles during warm weather. Pets should not be left in vehicles, especially on very hot or cold days. Temperature extremes can be very dangerous to animals. Airbags. An airbag is a supplemental restraint system. Airbags are intended to work with seat belts to prevent injuries. They are not designed to keep occupants from being ejected. For safety reasons, children under age 13 should always ride in the back seat. Airbag safety suggestions. Try to maintain at least 10 inches between yourself and the steering wheel. Keep your hands on the 8 and 4 o'clock or 9 and 3 o'clock positions on the steering wheel. Avoid the 10 and 2 o'clock position. Keep your thumbs turned out on the steering wheel. Front passenger seats should be moved as far back as possible. Read your operator's manual before driving or riding in a vehicle equipped with airbags. For more information about the use of seat belts, airbags, and car safety seats, visit the Department of Public Safety Office of Traffic Safety website at ots.dps.mn.gov. Do not litter. It is illegal to throw items from your vehicle onto streets, roadways, and public or private land. It is illegal to throw, leave, place, or dump any form of offensive or dangerous item, including cigarettes, fireworks, debris, snow, ice, glass, nails, tacks, wire, cans, garbage, paper, ashes, refuse, carcasses, offal, trash, or rubbish onto streets, roadways, and public land or on private land without the owner's consent. What to do in a traffic crash? If you are involved in a crash, you must take certain actions to ensure safety and compliance with the law. You must stop. Pull out of the driving lane, if possible, onto the shoulder. Turn off the ignition to decrease the risk of fire. Protect yourself and the crash scene. Warn other drivers of danger with emergency warning lights, flares, or flashlight. If someone in the crash is injured or killed, you must call the nearest law enforcement agency or 911 as quickly as possible. If you are qualified, administer first aid. Otherwise, do what you can to make injured persons comfortable. You are required by law to provide a reasonable degree of assistance to crash victims. You must provide your name, address, date of birth, and registration number of your vehicle to other drivers involved in the crash and to any law enforcement officer at the scene. You must also show your driver's license to any driver who asks to see it and to any law enforcement officer at the scene. If a person involved in the crash asks for your insurance information, you must provide the name and address of your insurance carrier and the name of your agent. Insurance information must be given to the law enforcement officer investigating the crash. If you do not have this information with you, you must provide it within 72 hours. If a crash results only in property damage, it is not necessary to notify law enforcement. If your vehicle is disabled, have it towed as soon as possible. If you damage property other than a vehicle, you must inform the property owner. Insurance. Owners of motor vehicles driven on public roads must carry no-fault and liability insurance on their vehicles. Valid proof of insurance must be carried in the vehicle at all times. Failure to provide proof of insurance at the request of a law enforcement officer may lead to revocation of your driver's license and vehicle registration. When driving privileges are revoked for lack of insurance, the driver must pass a written test, pay a $30 reinstatement fee in addition to fines levied by a court or citation, apply for a new driver's license, and submit an insurance certificate issued by the home office of the insurance company. Operation of an uninsured motor vehicle can result in a revocation of license plates and registration for the vehicle. The operator's driving privileges may be revoked for up to 1 year. Anyone who is convicted of operating an uninsured vehicle may be fined up to $1,000 and sentenced up to 90 days in jail. Motorcycle insurance. Liability insurance for motorcycle drivers in this state must include coverage for property damage and injury to other people with your vehicle. No-fault and uninsured driver insurance coverage is optional. Insurance protection is also available for damage, loss, or theft of the motorcycle. Registering your vehicle. All motor vehicles owned by Minnesota residents and operated on public roads must be registered with the Department of Public Safety Driver and Vehicle Services Division. You have up to 60 days after becoming a resident to register your vehicle in Minnesota. To register your vehicle, you must bring the current vehicle title or registration card and your driver's license or other valid identification to your local driver and vehicle services deputy registrar's office and pay all fees and taxes associated with registration and title transfer. Once registered, the license plates can be renewed online, by mail, or in person at any deputy registrar's office. Wireless communication devices. A person may not use a wireless communications device, such as a cell phone, to compose, read, or send electronic messages while driving. Electronic messages include emails and text messages. Electronic messaging also includes instant messaging and accessing the Internet. Exceptions include using the device to obtain emergency assistance, report a crash or crime, or when the device is solely voice-activated or in hands-free mode. A person who commits two or more violations of using a wireless communications device to compose, read, or send an electronic message when a vehicle is in motion or a part of traffic will be required to pay a $275 fine in addition to the fine specified by the court.